USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congressional Republicans are wrapping up a two-day trip to the Texas border. As far as some of the things they observed, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan.
Yesterday we saw at the Donna facility one pod which is supposed to, under current COVID protocols, house at a maximum 33 children, and yet there were 527 kids in that pod alone. So when they say this is chaos and unlike anything we have ever seen, that is true.
Jordan also saying 40% of Border Patrol manpower is used for processing, and that means the border is going unprotected. President Biden is planning to unveil a series of executive actions on gun control on Thursday following a recent uptick in shootings. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
President Biden says his new sweeping infrastructure plan will create many good new jobs. Biden promoting the American Jobs Plan, calling it a blueprint for the future. Biden also saying he's open to compromise with Republicans, but says doing nothing is not an option. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and Florida's Emergency Management Director spent nearly 30 minutes on Wednesday blasting CBS and 60 Minutes for its segment questioning the state's vaccine rollout.
That Publix was rewarded with exclusive rights in Palm Beach County is something that even the dimmest bulb in the New York corporate media constellation would have been able to realize that was false.
The governor saying back in December, dozens of locations in Palm Beach were administering the vaccine with Walgreens and CVS to senior centers to inoculate residents. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
High unsafe speed is the cause of Tiger Woods' crash in February, according to Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva.
Estimated speeds at the first area of impact were 84 to 87 miles per hour, and the final estimated speed when the vehicle struck the tree was 75 miles per hour.
The posted speed limit on the stretch of road is 45 miles an hour. The vehicle's black box data shows that Woods put his foot on the gas instead of the brake as the crash occurred. California is enacting a new law regarding inmates.
Just over 1% of California's prison population, or 1,129 inmates, have identified as non-binary, intersex, or transgender people. A September 2020 California law now allows prison inmates to request a gender-specific prison based on their personal identity. There have been 261 requests for transfers since SB 132 took effect January 1st. That's according to the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. The new California law follows other changes in the state's treatment of transgender prisoners. In 2018, a law took effect for prisoners to change their name and gender. And in 2015, California became the first state for the incarcerated to apply for state-funded gender-affirming surgery. From January 2015 through February 2021, 65 out of 205 requests for surgery were approved, 9 were completed. For the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.